Welcome to Difference Makers with Devin Dade, a life coach, speaker, and leadership trainer. Devin has the opportunity to speak with entrepreneurs, leaders, people who make a difference in the lives of others.
On the Difference Makers podcast, one of our mottos is drive, develop, and deliver. And we definitely have a guy here who reinforces that every day. We had the great opportunity to speak with Matt McGackey, who's a leader in the community, and he's also the head football coach of the Keokuk Chiefs. Matt, you want to take us a minute and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, Devin. First, thanks for having me on, man. I consider myself a leader in this community, and I'm here to do some good things. We got some really good coaches at our high school level, and just happy to give back. You know, I'm from here. I got a lot of pride here. I was born and raised in Keokuk. Took my talents to Northern Illinois, so I was up by Chicago for about 4 or 5 years of my life. Played a little professional football, was with the Bears for a while in 2005 as a free agent. Got cut, the Lions picked me up in 06, they sent me over to NFL Europe for a year, played over there. Came back with Detroit, got cut. So my experience with the NFL is that NFL stands for not for long, but it was a good experience. I played a couple years of arena football, and that was a blast. But at the end of the day, you know, the wife was calling, said, "Hey, it's time to come home." And home's where Keokuk's at, and that's what's where I'm here. I teach and coach at Keokuk High School. I enjoy my job. I enjoy this community. You know, there's so much to offer. And nowadays you hear so much negativity about Keokuk and all the bad stereotypes, but you know, Keokuk is what you make of it, and I love this place. My family's from here. I'm gonna raise my kids here, and by gosh, we got a Walmart, a Hy-Vee, and a river. I mean, I don't know what more you want. So that's kind of a little bit about me, and glad to be here, Devin. Thanks for having me,
man. No, man, we definitely appreciate you being on. You know, going and listening through your long extent career of football, you definitely know a lot about it, and changing things up a little bit this year as far as reaching down, and now it seems like you're going to build a program and a culture, and actually everybody's pretty excited for it. I know over at the YMCA, their enrollment's going up with football, and so you mentioned something that was really interesting, because teamwork makes a dream work. And the first, you started off talking about your staff and, you know, your fellow coaches that are coming along with you this year. You like to tell us a little bit about them?
Yeah, you know, I'm blessed. I have a great staff, and one thing I got is they're former head coaches. Mike Davis is a head coach with the girls basketball currently, and then Jeff Dahl is a former head coach of the boys program. But Jamie Hoskins, you know, he's played college football. He knows what it's about. He's got good networking skills. Just a great coach, great teacher. Glenn Fernetti, my O-line, D-line guy, played at Illinois College. He's a teacher in our school district, so he's a great guy. He's with the kids all day, and he's on board with what we got going on. Rick Blood is a seasoned coach. This is actually his last year. He's going to retire, but you know them old dogs. They bring in some old school, and it mixes with the new school very well. So Rick's a good quality coach. And then, you know, my middle school coaches, going down into middle school, even Kyler Barnes and Lucas, our new guy, who's the PE teacher, and then the Payne guys in the seventh grade. It's a combined effort. And, you know, I'm leaving one guy out, and that's Josh Raven. And I left him last for a reason, and because he came here. He played at Iowa State. He was a linebacker originally from Florida. Has no ties to this area, okay? So he could have left last year. He could have left before the season started. But he didn't. Josh stayed in Keokuk for a reason. Because he knows what's going on here. He's bought in. He's seen it. Are things rough right now? Maybe. But the time's coming. He sees that vision. So he puts in his heart and soul to this program. And it's guys like that and Julian Say with our basketball program and Merle Jones with our softball program. You know, it's a combined effort from everybody in this community. And it starts at the bottom, but really it starts at the top with us. You know, us seasoned coaches that know how things should be ran, who have a vision, who have goals. We got to go down into the young kids and show them what expectations are necessary to be successful around here. And that's kind of what I did. You know, I recognized that participation in football around here was lacking for whatever reason. You know, football wasn't very popular. So I made a decision that, you know, we needed to start a flag football league. And I was going to do it on my own. Didn't even have the YMCA in my plans. But, you know, I went over and met with Jamie and Trevor at the Y, and I'm thinking, wow, what an opportunity. You know, these guys have some resources that I don't have. I have some resources they don't have. If we work together, you know, this thing could be big. And it is. They had, I think, just over 100 kids signed up last year. I think they're at like 155, maybe 160 this year. And we got some Illinois teams over here, which is great. And, you know, at that level, it's not really about winning and losing. It's about preparing that kid for the life ahead and giving him skills for football, which I think is a game that just teaches so many life lessons. And I just want to give back, man. Everything's kind of, we're moving forward with everything. I'm trying to change this culture. It started last year with a group of kids that, when I had them as freshmen, you know, they were pretty talented and great kids. And now we're just trying to keep that thing rolling. And our philosophy is the same. And that'll never change. You know, we're trying to create productive members in our society. And I firmly believe through football we can achieve that. Through sports we can achieve that. And hopefully one of these days it's going to start coming together. You know, everybody that's done this before me say it's a 3 to 4 to 5 year process. And I'm in year 2.
Yeah.
And you know it. And I kind of get down sometimes. I get frustrated, and you know, I had to cancel the freshman season, and I got 38 kids out, and you know, you get kind of depressed about it, and you start to question, well, is it me? Is it something that my staff has done, and what can I change? And really, you know, you sit down with some of them older coaches that have been there for a while, like Mike and Coach Dahl, and you know, they kind of shed some light on, hey, man, this is a process. It's not going to be instant. It's not going to be gratifying initially, so just stick with the process and good things will come. So that's what I'm hoping for, you know, and just to be a member of the society, to be here and to be a part of it, being hands-on, working with kids, that's what I enjoy. And I got to give a lot of respect to my wife and my son because they allow me to do this and give me that time away from them to make it happen. So
yeah, definitely. Man, I tell you what, and one of the good things about being able to sit down and talk to coaches, but it's the philosophy and what you talk about. And I think everybody's excited, man, the depth of coaching that you guys have and what you just went into great detail about is going to be amazing. And I think that is the reverse effect of what the negativity that comes out of, you know, I would say Keokuk as a community. But if you put yourself in the right spots, Keokuk has a lot of great positive things going on. And for one, it is football. It is our sporting, because Keokuk really supports their sports. And hopefully this year, you know, I think that you're going to be able to push that just a little bit further and a little bit harder. Changing gears a little bit. Well, before I change gears, there's one thing that you did say that I know great coaches are, they forecast, and that's vision. There's a proverb that says, where there's no vision, the people will perish. And coming into the season, what you're saying is, it's not about this season, but it's about the system and the culture that we're going to change. I want to switch gears, though, because there is something special. Friday night, it's your first game.
I'm following you, brother.
You're pumped, I know.
Yes.
There's something very special, though, going on in this game. Not only that is the first game, but there's also something more exciting, that there's an attachment to the game for you, and it's called the Greenout.
Mm-hmm.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that?
Yeah, it's the fourth annual, I guess, if you want to call it that, of just kind of bringing awareness to cerebral palsy. Not many people know about it. Unfortunately, my son was one and a few that get it. You know, it was heartbreaking, you know, when you're in the hospital and you look up and you know right away that something's not right with your kid, and you know, a flood of emotions hits you and you wonder what's going on. But long story short, you know, he lost oxygen sometime at birth. So he's delayed. He can't talk. He doesn't walk. But we got a great school district. We got a great AEA that provides services. And, you know, every year you can see him making leaps and bounds. So what this does, the Greenout, is to bring awareness to that, basically just to let people know, hey, you know, when my son doesn't talk and you see him in a wheelchair, this is why. Because you go out of town, a lot of people stare at you, and it's frustrating at times, and I use sarcasm along with it, but this event is to draw awareness to that. It's kind of acts twofold as like a fundraiser, where we donate half of our proceeds to Let's Cure CP, which is a nonprofit organization dedicated to just finding a cure for cerebral palsy. But then the other half goes to K-Play, which is, you know, we're trying to build all-inclusive playground equipment for handicapped kids in our area, and it's a good thing, you know. I know, Devin, you've been a part of that process, and we sure appreciate what you and the Odd Fellows do for that. I mean, from the bottom of our heart, I don't think my wife and I could say enough thanks for what you guys have done, and it takes a village, you know. Everybody, I've heard that a million times, it takes a village, it takes a village, and it truly does.
Yeah.
You can't just do things on your own. I can't run a football team on my own. We can't run a school district on our own, you know. There's got to be moving components and pieces to that. So, yeah, you know, it's a great night. There's going to be probably 2,000 or 3,000 people there. This year we got a helicopter delivering the game ball, which is something cool.
And, yeah.
And the best part is just, you know, me on the field being able to turn around and look at everybody supporting your cause. I mean, that's truly what it's about. I can't describe it. You'd have to come down on the field yourself, and you're more than welcome to, Devin, to stand on the sidelines and just turn around and take a peek. And it's amazing. So the community support that we get for it is just outstanding. We can't thank our community enough. And by gosh, we about got Bentley's playground built. I mean, we got a little bit of money left to raise, but man, it's a realistic dream. And the green out is something special. So I appreciate you bringing that up and letting me talk about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'll definitely be there helping out. And yeah, I'll take you up on that feeling of going down. I remember when we did one of our fundraisers, and it was a pancake breakfast. And I was working in the kitchen. I was actually flipping pancakes. Imagine that. And I remember looking out of the window, and I saw a handicapped kid pulling up with his mom. And he got really excited because they was pulling up. And I could read lips pretty well. Mm-hmm. And the mom's like, we're almost there. We're about to go in. And he was so excited. She went around and she got him out. And I just watched this whole process. And you can just tell how proud she was, how excited he was that there's people interested.
Yeah.
You know, there's people who want to do this. So, no, definitely. When you say that feeling that you have, you know, I caught the feeling. And I'm just a bystander wanting to support and assist. So as a dad, as a coach, you know, I know persistence and perseverance. I know that's where you're talking from, brother. So, no, we definitely appreciate it. We get the opportunity to be a part of this. So we thank you guys for allowing the community to come in and share those moments. Let's wrap this up. I know you just got out of practice, man, and your practice is pretty pumped. I see you guys added some music in, so there's some good vibes there. This is it, man. So what are you most excited about coming up?
I'd have to say our first game, man. We've been at it since July when school got out. Kids have been working hard in the weight room. We've had 7-on-7s. They're active. And then, obviously, we have football camp, and then you got a couple weeks before your first game. So we're tired of hitting each other. You know, we've beat up each other enough. We're ready to see another opponent. And I just want to get that first game underway because – I live, breathe, and eat football, and there's nothing better than Friday nights in a high school stadium, just soaking in the moment and knowing that all that hard work that you put in is coming down to those four quarters on that night, and you only get 9 opportunities in Iowa, so your window of opportunity is small. So yeah, you like to see your hard work pay off, and obviously it's not all about winning and losing. We're trying to create young men and build them up to be a productive member in our society, you know, treat them how to be a man or treat them how to be a woman and go from there. So, yeah, I'm excited about our first game. Just watching kids grow, that's what, you know, I'll stand out there this first Friday night and I'll picture our seniors when they were freshmen.
Yeah.
Because I was their freshman coach, now I'm their head varsity coach. And just knowing how far they've came, whether it's through leadership or you know, their character and development and the morals that they live by, and just seeing them grow and knowing that their families did a great job raising them and that sort of thing. So I'm just, you know, I'm just part of the process. I like to think that, you know, I'm not necessarily the teacher. I'm just the facilitator. And kids are smart nowadays, man. They adapt to technology. And, you know, I'm sitting here with probably $1,000 microphone and you get all this fancy laptop equipment, but kids are smart, you know, they adapt and they want to learn on their own. So, you know, sometimes I just get to sit back and watch and kids are amazing. They never cease to amaze me. So
I've had the opportunity to lift with some of your guys who played for you last year and this year, and they're really excited and they show a lot of respect and show a lot of leadership. So with leaving today, we want, you know, we would like for you to give us a little parting advice. So parting advice for your students, for parents, you know, for anybody who's listening.
I guess I would say something I grew up with that my dad left for me was, you get out of it what you put into it. You know, if you you want to show up and just try to survive the day and be in survival mode and kind of go through nonchalant the day, you're not going to win the day. You want to come in and you want to put your work in, and you're gonna clock in and clock out and bring your lunch pail. You're gonna get something out of it. So you get out of it what you put into it, and that's with everything: your job, academics, football, a relationship. You know, our demographical area struggles. You know, we got a lot of single parent households. So just being able to maintain a relationship. You know, you get out of it what you put into it, and your job. You know, we live in a society where people feel entitled to stuff and they want a free handout, and you know, you get out of it what you put into it. You know, you want to make money, you want to buy a yacht and all this fancy stuff. Well, guess what? You're going to have to go to college.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have to study your butt off. You can't jack around in high school. So, guys, just, you get out of it what you put into it,
yeah,
man, no matter what you do. That's my philosophy, and my dad shared that with me since I was little, and I've always thought about that. I had a sign in my locker room at college, and I don't even think my dad knew about it, but when I was in school, it said, you get out of it what you put into it.
Yeah.
So there you go, fellas.
Man, that's great philosophy.
Yeah.
I definitely, you know, I'm going to go ahead and say that trumps a lot. We're right back to the term I love, excellence, striving to get better every day. Thank you, Matt. We definitely appreciate it, man.
You guys come around anytime.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to say good luck for the season because you guys train. I'm going to say go hard at it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Go hard. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Difference Makers Podcast. Drive, develop, and deliver. Make excellence a habit. Be the change. See the change. Tune in next time.